Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We come to part 22 of our series that we're currently running, God's Love. And I can tell you, it is becoming more and more powerful. As is Worship Radio 247 becoming more powerful, because the Lord's anointing is on this radio station and is on what we do. We know that. And I believe that the anointing of Almighty God is on this radio station because we are doing that which He has told us to do. It's as simple as that. Let's continue. We're at Isaiah, the 54th chapter, and at verse 9 today, and it says this. This is God Almighty speaking His words. I just want to impress on you that before we even begin, because as I declare these words, know this in your heart, before I even begin, that these are the words of Almighty God delivered to the prophet Isaiah. Listen. Just as I swore in the time of Noah that I would never again let a flood cover the earth, so now I swear that I will never again be angry and punish you. For the mountains may move and the hills disappear, but even then, my faithful love for you will remain. My covenant of blessing will never be broken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. I could actually just say, there's the word of the Lord, and not say another word, because I can't beat those words. I cannot beat those words because they are out of the mouth of my Heavenly Father, and He declares them now. When you're feeling down and jaded, when you're feeling lost, I was talking to a wonderful friend of mine this very morning who was feeling down and despondent and scared and concerned. These words are for you, they're for you. Listen to them again. Just as I swore in the time of Noah, God is talking to you. God is whispering these words into your ear. Just listen very, very intently. Just as I swore in the time of Noah that I would never again let the flood cover the earth, so now I swear that I will never again be angry and punish you. For the mountains may move and the hills disappear, but even then, my faithful love for you will remain. My covenant of blessing will never be broken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. Beloved, we're at a time now where the Lord is listening to what we are asking Him, where the heavens are wide open. And He declares to you today, I will always love you. My faithful love for you will remain. It's just wonderful to see this, to hear these words, that the Lord God Almighty is making a declaration. He's actually swearing that he will not change his mind. He's making an oath when you go into court and you stand before the judge in the witness box and you say those words. You say that oath that I will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Get those words. I will say, I will declare, I will tell the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Therefore, there will be no lies coming out of my mouth, because I am making an oath. God Almighty is making an oath. Right here, he says, so now I swear, I make this solemn promise, I make this oath to you that I will never again be angry and punish you. For the mountains may move and the hills disappear, which is kind of impossible, and that's why he's saying that. But even then, when that happens, my faithful love for you will remain. He goes on to reiterate this by saying, my covenant of blessing will never be broken. That means his promise, his solemn promise, his solemn oath of blessing, the covenant that he made betwixt him and us. He says here, my covenant of blessing will never be broken. So therefore, take that as read, that the blessings of Almighty God will continue to fall on you. Now you may well say to me, David, I don't feel any blessing from God. I don't feel it. God is always working in the background. He's always working in the background. I can remember a time when I was coming home from a Christian conference and I was on my motorbike and I was praising God and I was praying all the way home. It must have been an hour journey. And as I drove along the freeway on my motorbike, I was singing hallelujah and I was praising his name. I was just loving being in his presence. And I came to my exit and I went sailing past. And I suddenly realized about 2 or 3 miles up the road, I've gone past my exit. And I'm saying, oh, for goodness sake. And I started to get really upset with myself because I knew I had a 30-mile round trip to get back to where I should have been. And I shouted at God. I'd just been praising him. And I shouted and declared to God, why did you do that, Lord? What is going on? Now I'm going to have to waste more time. I just want to get home, Lord. Why did you do that? And the Lord whispered in my ear, if you had turned off at that exit, you would have had a fatal accident. And I can tell you, beloved, it changed my concept of who God is and what he does and his protection. As I was sailing along the freeway, God Almighty was listening to my worship, but at the same time, God Almighty was working in the background, doing stuff so that I would not be injured. I would not be fatally injured in a car accident, in a wreck. Beloved, I believe that so strongly, that God Almighty is working in the background. And as you pray to him and say, Lord, you know the desire of my heart. You know what I want, Lord. You know what I need. And I'm desperate now. I am calling out to you in desperation. Why is it not happening in my life? I thought you loved me. And God would say to you, I love you so much that 2,000 years ago I sent my only son to die on the cross at Calvary for you, so that you would be saved. But even now, my faithful love for you will remain. Beloved, I believe whatever it is that you're seeking. That the Lord is working in the background all the time. He is not stopping because He has such a faithful love for you that will never end. And He knows your needs. And He knows your desires. And He knows your wants. And that is very much on His agenda as He works in the background. Why? Because He loves you like His own child. You are His adopted child. So let's stop being concerned. Let's stop worrying. Let's just worship Him and praise Him for who He is and what He does and what He does for us because He loves us. Say these words after me, Heavenly Father. I love You with all of my heart and with all of my soul, and I will follow You for the rest of my life. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.